this morning on WCHL. Plans for providing sewers to the Rogers Road neighborhood stalls again.
Until we start talking about funding, all we're doing is talking.
Durham police conduct a citywide search for the accused North Carolina Central University shooter. And the Carborough Film Festival kicks off this weekend, featuring films from North Carolina and beyond.
This year we have a lot of films that are from other countries.
Big stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina football team prepares to take on Old Dominion this week and seal a five-game winning streak. And hear how the men's soccer team took down South Florida in the NCAA tournament first round. Plus, high school football is back in action tonight. We'll preview all the matchups.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It is a little on the chilly side this morning, mostly cloudy all day. Look for a high today in the upper 60s, 607 at WCHL. Despite heated debate at last night's Assembly of Governments, elected officials are still at an impasse when it comes to the Rogers Road remediation plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Pren has details.
Leaders from Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County met together last night to discuss how to move forward with a plan to bring sewer service and a community center to the Rogers Road neighborhood, which has lived with the landfill for 40 years. Chapel Hill Town Council member Matt Tchaikovsky pushed his peers to commit to funding the plan as soon as possible.
Until we start talking about funding, all we're doing is talking. And it's about time we stop talking.
The historic Rogers Road Task Force came up with a plan to provide sewer service to all 86 homes in the neighborhood at a cost of $5.8 million. The plan has widespread support among local leaders, but the towns and county face two major obstacles, namely a pending federal investigation into the county planning department and no clear method for Chapel Hill to contribute its share of the money. The EPA announced this summer it was investigating claims filed by the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA, that the county discriminated against the largely African-American neighborhood by failing to apply for federal grant money to fund sewer service. At the advice of the county attorney, commissioners have held off on endorsing the Rogers Road remediation plan until the investigation is complete. Commissioner Mark Dorison said that's a mistake.
We're at the point where we should move forward, and I think, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I think it is a disastrous idea to sit back and wait until the EPA makes a decision.
Carborough Alderman Damon Siles agreed, suggesting approval of the remediation plan could bring the investigation to an end. He said the solution may lie in recent correspondence between the county attorney and the attorney representing RENA.
It's right here before us. The county attorney says a commitment can be made if RENA agrees to withdraw the complaint, and we now have a letter from RENA saying that they will withdraw the complaint.
If we adopt the package.
We've got the solution right here in front of us, folks.
But the question of how to approach the EPA investigation got sidetracked by finger-pointing between town officials about who pays what when. Chapel Hill Town Council member Jim Ward and Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton.
To me, it seems like you're asking Orange County and Chapel Hill to pay for the infrastructure that you're obligated to provide your residents.
I'm not obligated to provide that. Okay. That issue was litigated in Orange County Superior Court. That's been decided.
I know it's not Chapel Hill's responsibility.
I know 43% of it is Chapel Hill's responsibility. 14% of it is our responsibility.
The task force approved a cost-sharing plan based on the 1972 landfill agreement. Under that plan, Carborough pays 14%, Chapel Hill and Orange County each contribute 43%. But to do that, Chapel Hill has to find a way to spend town money outside town boundaries. One solution is to absorb the neighborhood into the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction, a process that's already underway. Another option might be to create a sewer district that includes Rogers Road and extends into Chapel Hill. While Chapel Hill is struggling to figure out how to contribute money, Carborough has designated $900,000 to cover its portion of the plan. Mayor Chilton lambasted Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt over the council's failure to commit to funding.
We agreed on a set of ground rules about how we were going to allocate these costs. We've stepped up to the plate. We're the people who've put a large chunk of money on the table, and all I get is this bullshit about how you can't put any money in, and I'm not putting in enough, and I'm sick of it.
I don't think that anyone in the town of Chapel Hill says we will not put any money in.
Yeah, I hear a lot about why you can't.
No, you're hearing discussion around where the money comes from.
Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo urged the group to put their differences aside and accept the task force's recommendation as the best solution.
All of our governments have been at fault and have done things that we're unhappy about regarding this neighborhood. And there is no perfect magic bullet funding formula that's going to make everybody happy. Maybe the county's number should be slightly higher. There are concerns about Carrboro. There are concerns about things that Chapel Hill has done. But I think this funding formula best gets to the root concerns that we all have about the impact we have made on this neighborhood by dumping our trash for 40 years.
Town and county managers asked to be granted authority to start planning for the implementation of the remediation plan if and when the towns and county commit funding. In response, the boards and council asked for managers to return with a report next spring, evaluating all the options. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Durham police conducted a citywide search for a 21-year-old man on Thursday afternoon who's accused of firing shots on North Carolina Central University's campus. Crandall Ingram, a former North Carolina Central student, was identified by police as the man who reportedly fired three or four shots on campus around 2:40 p.m. near Concord and Lawson Streets. According to WRAL, Ingram fled in a cream-colored four-door Audi and was last seen headed southeast of campus, according to police. North Carolina Central University police detained the man. Ingram is accused of trying to shoot and brought him in for questioning. The man was not injured. The shooting forced the university to lock down the campus for about 35 minutes. Police gave the all clear shortly after 3 p.m. Now, as of this morning, Ingram had still not been apprehended. Representatives from Silver Spot Cinema announced that the new theater to replace Dillard's and University Mall may create 60 more jobs for locals. Dillard's currently employs 33 people, but will work with the employees to find them jobs at other Dillard's in the area before closing in January. The new business to take the place at Dillard's will be a 13-screen luxury movie theater. It's set to open in 2015. With theaters like this one, Silver Spot Cinema representative Liska Campos said that they typically create about 60 jobs, nearly double the number of employees at Dillard's. WCHL News Time, 6:13. More news in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name is Jeff Kennedy. I have been practicing dentistry in Chapel Hill since 1984. And one of the dentists of the Kennedy Dental Group, along with Dr. Dick Wagner and Leland Webb. In our office, we're thinking about what is unique and where our philosophy falls. And we came up with the term of practical dentistry. That's what we feel like we try to practice each day. It's based on the notion that we want all of our patients first and foremost to be healthy and then to keep them healthy. You know, one of the things we try to consider when we see patients, even on routine exams, is to look for things like oral cancers or kind of non-complaint issues. In fact, each year about 40,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with either oral cancer or pharyngeal cancers, and it's a real tragedy because most of those cancers are not particularly hard to treat, but they tend to be discovered too late. Right now we're up on the west end of Franklin Street, but we knew that there was a change in store, and when the old WCHL building was on the market, just felt like it was meant to be. It's directly across the street from Eastgate Shopping Center. They can look us up at kennedydentalgroup.com. They can call our office number at 919-967-9291.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Hi, I'm Mike Benson, Chapel Hill class of 85 and owner of North Carolina's most unique and eclectic restaurants, the Southern Rail, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Built out of vintage railroad cars and the original University train station, we serve lunch and dinner and brunch on the weekends. We are open 7 days a week and offer free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Feast in a 1930s dining car and watch a train go by, or enjoy a fresh mint julep in the incomparable bar car. The Southern Rail, it will take you back.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:15. North Carolina Award recipient for science, Myron Cohen, says he spent the last 33 years trying to reduce new cases of HIV. Again, here is Dr. Myron Cohen.
I've been doing this since the very beginning. I came to Chapel Hill in 1980, and then the first cases of HIV in Chapel Hill were in 1981, and we had a fairly large epidemic of HIV in North Carolina. The healthcare providers at the university have helped to manage.
Cohen is UNC's Associate Vice Chancellor for Global Health and Director of the Center for Infectious Diseases. The North Carolina Award is the state's highest civilian award and was given to five other people along with Cohen. This came one day after Dean Smith was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the NACIS highest civilian honor. Cohen is an infectious disease specialist and says he works with a large group of people across the country.
Working to understand the transmission of HIV, the virus HIV, and most importantly, in developing strategies to prevent the transmission of HIV.
Cohen says the study of HIV/AIDS has come a long way in his more than three decades of work on the disease.
There's no organism better studied than HIV, and there's incredible discoveries along the way that have taken this once universally fatal infection, and nowadays this infection is detected early and people receive the proper treatment, they live a normal and healthy lifespan. So it's a quite remarkable journey over 33 years.
Cohen was presented the North Carolina Award by Governor Pat McCrory on Thursday in Durham. The North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources administers these awards. Cohen received the award in the Science Division. He was joined this year by Asheville's John E. Cram in Fine Arts, Davidson College graduate John M.H. Hart Jr. in Literature, and legislator Philip J. Kirk Jr., Education Administrator John Harding Lucas, and internationally acclaimed linguist Walt Wolfram in Public Service. For more on Cohen and the North Carolina Award, you can view the story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. The ride operator accused in connection with an accident at the North Carolina State Fair has been set free on bond. The News and Observer of Raleigh is reporting that records show 46-year-old Timothy Dwayne Tutterow left the Wake County Jail early this week. And Philippine officials say the death toll from one of the strongest typhoons on record has risen above 5,000 and is likely to climb higher. The regions were battered 2 weeks ago by fierce winds and tsunami-like storm surges from Typhoon Haiyan, locally called Yolanda. Roxas said the situation was stabilizing with major roads on Samar and Leyte Islands cleared of debris, some banks, stores, and gasoline stations resuming business. So we may all complain about the weather, but that's something that we certainly cannot even imagine unless we've been there, I suppose. 6:18 at WCHL, and time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by your friends at the Carolina Inn, the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, to be specific. One of only three four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Well, not a lot happening with traffic so far this morning. Virtually no traffic out there. A little bit, but not much. No problem, certainly. That situation will change a little later on in the day. And when it does, Rachel Nash is in the WCHL newsroom. You'll be hearing from her throughout the morning. And she'll be reporting. In the meantime, if you spot something that we're not talking about, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. But whatever you do to communicate with us, please do it safely. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cobra Weather, brought to you by UNC Athletics. Carolina football coming again tomorrow, and you can win tickets to tomorrow's game against Old Dominion by going to WCHL's Facebook page and registering to win. You have until 12 noon to do that and get eligible to win. Don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park, right next to the stadium, right before the game. All right, it's going to be a mostly cloudy day. Hot today in the upper 60s, 51 degrees right now. Tonight, cloudy, chance of rain, mainly after midnight. Chance of rain is 50-50 overnight. Our overnight low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, rain likely. 60% chance of rain, more likely in the morning than it is in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 50s, so actually not a bad day for football tomorrow. Saturday night, much colder, mostly clear skies with the lows in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, a really chilly day, much colder, sunny, with a high in the upper 30s. That's it. That's what we have to look forward to at the end of the weekend. Really cool weather. WCHL Championship Sports on the way next.
Honey, you won't believe it. I got the job. We're moving to Austin.
That's amazing. We need to call our parents and find schools for the kids and find a new house and... Wait, what about this house?
If you need help listing your home for rent or sale, call Louise Beck Properties. With over 20 years of experience, we can help ease your transition by advising if it's better to sell or rent. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
All right, time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. Saturday's game day in Chapel Hill will have many folks asking, who are the Monarchs of Old Dominion? The Tar Heels playing on the field know they will have their hands full. It's actually a pretty good football team coming in here. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
The 5-5 Tar Heels will face 8-3 Old Dominion in a fight for bowl eligibility Saturday at noon inside the cozy confines of Keenan Stadium. With a win, Carolina would earn their first five-game winning streak since way back in 2001. But how have these embattled Tar Heels turned things around so quickly in a season that was deemed lost by most outside observers? Head coach Larry Fedora says a lot of the turnaround comes from players eliminating the mental lapses and realizing their roles on the team.
I would say eliminating mental mistakes and guys doing their job, understanding what their job is and just doing their job, not trying to do any more, not trying to do anything extra. You know, just doing their job.
Sophomore quarterback Marquise Williams has made a seamless transition to the starting position. Coach Fedora credits offensive coordinator Blake Anderson and his teammates for the success.
Oh, I think he's really comfortable back there. You know, and again, I give Blake credit for preparing him throughout the year. And Marquise did a nice job of preparing himself every week, knowing that, you know, he was going to go in the games and play in some situations and packages. And so he's done a really nice job preparing himself. And again, the team, you know, the unit, I mean, it really hadn't mattered to them who's been back there. You know, we hadn't changed anything. So they've done a nice job with that.
ODU quarterback Tyler Heineke is a dynamic playmaker who distributes the ball to perfection to his receivers. Just ask defensive coordinator Vic Koning how he feels about him. Koning says he compares him to a pretty successful NFL signal caller.
I mean, he is good as there is. I mean, he's Drew Brees is good, if not better. I mean, he is fantastic. We don't see too many bad decisions, bad balls. I mean, he's as good as there is.
Coach Koning says he sees a lot of similarities between the Monarch attack and the East Carolina offense Carolina failed to stop earlier in the season. Koning says he's hopeful the guys are able to overcome the scar of that game and get retribution.
Anytime that you get spurned or get hurt, you know, when you're feeling, I mean, it scars you. So you have that scar, and so we have that scar from that game. And I hope our players learn from that and don't want to go back to that. I think, again, you never know. I think our guys are feeling some pressure and intensity, but we know there's a great offense coming in here.
This late in the season, Coach Koning says the wear and tear of the season starts to build up on the guys. He says the key against Old Dominion will be whether the Tar Heels can summon the energy to play at the high speed necessary to take down the Monarch.
So the ACC, the last four games, has been physical pounding. So it'll, you know, if our guys can get it up for another and play at the speed, you know, then that's going to be the key for us, is we can get up and play at that speed that's going to take for us to win the game.
Will Carolina's late-season magic continue? We'll find out Saturday. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage of tomorrow's game will begin at 9 a.m. with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare. Carolina posted a 1-0 victory over South Florida at Fencer Field last night to move on in the second round of the NCAA Men's Soccer Tournament. Tar Heels are now 9-5-5 in the season and will now travel out west to play number 12 seed University of California at Irvine on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. University of North Carolina women's soccer team will continue the defense of its 2012 NCAA title tonight when the Tar Heels play host to Indiana University at Fetzer Field. Game time is 6 o'clock. Coach Anson Dorrance's Tar Heels enter the NCAA tournament's second round with a record of 18-4 after earning an at-large invitation to the tournament. And UNC, the number 3 ranked field hockey team of the country, will face Connecticut this afternoon at 4:45 p.m. in an effort to advance to their fourth straight national championship field hockey game. Tar Heels in this game this afternoon at 4:45 again. The winner of the UNC-UConn battle will face the victor between Duke and Maryland on Sunday. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports on WCHL. Now, Charles Osgood.
As the shooting, Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound.
Dr. Kenneth Salyer was a 27-year-old resident at Parkland Hospital on call for head injuries when he got word a new patient was being rushed to the ER.
A nurse ran into the room and said the president's been shot.
But nothing prepared him for what he saw.
What he saw and did in a moment.
Okay, this one's for you. Go ahead, open it.
Whoa, I got 1 week of Florida sunshine at an Embassy Suites.
A golf weekend with the guys in Phoenix at a Hilton Garden Inn. Let the mancation begin.
This holiday, give the gift of Hilton. Visit HiltonGetaways.com. No tie, perfume, or toy can compare to a great time in a great destination.
Sounds like... romantic holiday dinner for two at the Conrad in Chicago.
Restrictions apply. Visit HiltonGetaways.com for full details.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists, who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you, or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's Haibu.com. Or call 877-938-HAIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, made for business.
Dr. Kenneth Salyer was 27 then, but now he remembers it as if it had happened yesterday. He told Bob Schieffer when they brought the grievously wounded president in, he was unconscious, his breathing was labored.
But he still was breathing. As you look down at this grave wound, did you think this was survivable? This is a major high-velocity injury, and it's in a critical place, so the chances are pretty slim.
When the president's clothes were removed, Salyer was surprised by what he found. Kennedy, who suffered from chronic back pain, was wearing a heavy, corset-like brace that went from his chest to below his waist. He believes it cost Kennedy his life.
Dr. Salyer has studied the autopsy report and the Zapruder film frame by frame. They are consistent. The first shot tore through Kennedy's soft shoulder tissue and exited through his trachea.
That same bullet went through John Connolly's chest, through his right hand and into his left thigh, and it knocked him completely down in the car.
The next shot, the fatal shot, hit the president in the head.
He's still up there, upright as a target, because he has the brace on. I think that would not have happened if he'd gone down like John Connolly did.
Just 30 minutes after the shooting, he was pronounced dead.
I'd lost my hero in my hands, and he was gone.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Jackie Helvey. Why is Carrboro such an edgy place? Weaver Street Market is community-owned, plus the place to gather, meet, and hang. The Arts Center is one-stop shopping for anything about the arts. Cat's Cradle is the music institution that helped us earn the designation the Seattle of the South. I could go on, but all I can say is, it's Carrboro. It's cool. It's edgy.
Explore. Taste. Tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Lloyd Tire at 730 Hillsborough Street, a title sponsor of the Continental Tire Big Apple Basketball Giveaway, has served Chapel Hill and Carrboro since 1984. Lloyd Tire carries Continental and most other major brands and is more than just tires. Lloyd offers all major automotive service and repairs and prides itself on the integrity of its business and employees, including three military veterans. You will get an honest appraisal and estimate at the most competitive prices. Stop by Lloyd Tire in Alignment at 730 Hillsborough Street, serving Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 30 years.
On Friday, December 6th, at the Varsity Theater in Chapel Hill, local authors Lee Smith and Jill McCorkle will be joined by Nashville musicians Marshall Chapman and Matresa Berg to combine great music with fabulous down-home stories, all in support of Compass Center for Women and Families. For information on tickets to an evening of story and song, please visit www.compassctr.org. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Sutton's Drugstore. It's half off. $20 worth of food and drink available now for $10. Sutton's has fed the town of Chapel Hill since the early 20s, and their notorious burgers, sandwiches, hot dogs, and milkshakes bring customers back for more. Come and be served by the friendly staff and enjoy hot, fresh, and timely food, and leave with a full stomach and wallet. It's half off from Sutton's, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM.
For weather brought to you this morning by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Look at your Chapel Hill. Where you can register to win UNC Duke basketball tickets by visiting their Facebook page. Enter now for a chance to win, and also check out other special offers from Tobacco Road Sports Cafe and East 54. It's going to be mostly cloudy all day. High today about 68 degrees, and actually not a bad day at all. Tonight, cloudy with the chance of rain developing, a 50-50% chance of rain after midnight, probably. Overnight low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow we'll have rain likely, particularly in the morning, or a high tomorrow in the upper 50s, but a 60% chance of rain all in all. And again, early in the day, probably. On Saturday night, much colder, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. And on Sunday, much colder and sunny with a high in the upper 30s. My goodness, it's going to get cold.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
A significant change in the way the U.S. Senate will operate. Here's Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss.
Democrats yesterday eliminated the filibuster for confirming presidential nominees, stopping Republicans from blocking President Obama's judicial choices and other appointments. When the Senate returns in December, those nominations will start sailing through.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky not happy that a simple majority could now push through a number of appointments.
Say to my friends on the other side of the aisle, you'll regret this. And you may regret it a lot sooner than you think.
Political strategist Greg Valier on the impact of the change to filibusters.
This is a very big deal because it smooths the way for activist regulators to more easily get approved in their confirmation fight. So regulations could become a lot more aggressive.
But for Supreme Court nominees and legislation, it would still require 60 votes, not 51, to advance. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 47 degrees in Chapel Hill, looking for a high today of about 68 with cloudy skies. I'm Ron Stutz. Despite heated debate at last night's Assembly of Governments get-together, elected officials are still at an impasse this morning when it comes to the Rogers Road remediation plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Leaders from Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County met together last night to discuss how to move forward with a plan to bring sewer service and a community center to the Rogers Road neighborhood, which has lived with the landfill for 40 years. Chapel Hill Town Council member Matt Chakovsky pushed his peers to commit to funding the plan as soon as possible.
Until we start talking about funding, all we're doing is talking. And it's about time we stop talking.
The historic Rogers Road Task Force came up with a plan to provide sewer service to all 86 homes in the neighborhood at a cost of $5.8 million. The plan has widespread support among local leaders, but the towns and county face two major obstacles, namely a pending federal investigation into the county planning department and no clear method for Chapel Hill to contribute its share of the money. The EPA announced this summer it was investigating claims filed by the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA, that the county discriminated against the largely African-American neighborhood by failing to apply for federal grant money to fund sewer service. At the advice of the county attorney, commissioners have held off on endorsing the Rogers Road remediation plan until the investigation is complete. Commissioner Mark Dorison said that's a mistake.
We're at the point where we should move forward, and I think, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I think it is a disastrous idea to sit back and wait until the EPA makes a decision.
Carborough Alderman Damon Siles agreed, suggesting approval of the remediation plan could bring the investigation to an end. He said the solution may lie in recent correspondence between the county attorney and the attorney representing RENA.
It's right here before us. The county attorney says a commitment can be made if RENA agrees to withdraw the complaint, and we now have a letter from RENA saying that they will withdraw the complaint.
If we adopt the package.
We've got the solution right here in front of us, folks.
But the question of how to approach the EPA investigation got sidetracked by finger-pointing between town officials about who pays what when. Chapel Hill Town Council member Jim Ward and Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton.
To me, it seems like you're asking Orange County and Chapel Hill to pay for the infrastructure that you're obligated to provide your residents.
I'm not obligated to provide that. Okay. That issue was litigated in Orange County Superior Court. That's been decided.
I know it's not Chapel Hill's responsibility.
I know 43% of it is Chapel Hill's responsibility. 14% of it is our responsibility.
The task force approved a cost-sharing plan based on the 1972 landfill agreement. Under that plan, Carborough pays 14%. Chapel Hill and Orange County each contribute 43%. But to do that, Chapel Hill has to find a way to spend town money outside town boundaries. One solution is to absorb the neighborhood into the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction, a process that's already underway. Another option might be to create a sewer district that includes Rogers Road and extends into Chapel Hill. While Chapel Hill is struggling to figure out how to contribute money, Carborough has designated $900,000 to cover its portion of the plan. Mayor Chilton lambasted Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt over the council's failure to commit to funding.
We agreed on a set of ground rules about how we were going to allocate these costs. We've stepped up to the plate. We're the people who've put a large chunk of money on the table, and all I get is this bullshit about how you can't put any money in, and I'm not putting in enough, and I'm sick of it.
I don't think that anyone in the town of Chapel Hill says we will not put any money in.
Yeah, I hear a lot about why you can't.
No, you're hearing discussion around where the money comes from.
Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo urged the group to put their differences aside and accept the task force's recommendation as the best solution.
All of our governments have been at fault and have done things that we're unhappy about regarding this neighborhood. And there is no perfect magic bullet funding formula that's going to make everybody happy. Maybe the county's number should be slightly higher. There are concerns about Carrboro. There are concerns about things that Chapel Hill has done. But I think this funding formula best gets to the root concerns that we all have about the impact we have made on this neighborhood by dumping our trash for 40 years.
Town and county managers asked to be granted authority to start planning for the implementation of the remediation plan if and when the towns and county commit funding. In response, the boards and council asked for managers to return with a report next spring evaluating all the options. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A contentious meeting last night, to be sure. Now, on a lighter note, the Carrboro Film Festival is back. And this time around, it has tripled the entries and has expanded to a two-day event. Event organizers say this weekend will bring the drama in all the right ways. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
Jackie Helvey, along with fellow Carrboro Arts Committee member Nick Berry, organized the town's first film festival back in 2006. Helvey has watched the event thrive and grow to a two-day event with submissions from across North Carolina and beyond. This year marks the first time that international films and feature-length narrative and documentary movies are screened. The lineup this weekend also features another new addition, two free workshops on visual effects and 3D animation.
And I think it's encouraged local filmmakers to create more. And not only that, we've gotten international fame. This year we have a lot of films that are from other countries.
73 films, a record number for the festival, will be shown in both the Century Center and the Arts Center. 198 films were submitted for consideration. Helvey, along with the selection committee, watched each film in order to narrow down the entries. Helvey says that the recent opening of the Hampton Inn, Carrboro's first hotel, was an incentive for the Board of Aldermen to support the expansion of the festival, as it would help accommodate out-of-town attendees.
The Board of Aldermen really understands that it's events like this that bring people to Carrboro, that expose people to Carrboro.
Documentary filmmaker and UNC graduate Jonathan Michaels first submitted work to the festival as a student.
It meant a lot coming back to the festival as more of a seasoned documentary filmmaker. Just a validation of the hard work that's been put into the project.
Michael's piece this year is about this past summer's Moral Monday movement, a series of weekly protests in Raleigh against the North Carolina General Assembly. His film is called It's Monday and the South is Rising.
You'd also have thousands of people showing up to these rallies from all over North Carolina and even surrounding states. So it does mean a lot to people to see a film made about the event. And it's also something that they can hand to other people and say, this is what it was like to be at Moral Monday during the summer of 2013.
Michaels explains the film is meant to be a snapshot of what it was like to experience the Moral Monday protests. Helvey says it is a, quote, piece of history. In addition to documentaries, the selected films encompass genres ranging from drama, comedy, animation, student films, and experimental pieces. For ticket and schedule information for the Carrboro Film Festival, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Today is November 22nd, a day that will live on in infamy because of what happened in the state in 1963. Was John Kennedy shot by accident when Oswald was actually aiming at John Connolly? UNC graduate and novelist James Rustin Jr. told WCHL's Jim Hedner that in the process of writing a book about Connolly, he came across evidence that has persuaded him that it was hatred of Connolly that drove Oswald to shoot on November 22, 1963. Rustin has now published another book, The Accidental Victim, which appeared in more detail, and he explains it for Jim Hedner in an interview that you can hear this morning at 8:45 on WCHL. Jim Hedner and James Rustin, UNC grad and novelist, has written a nonfiction book at the Kennedy about the Kennedy assassination. That is coming up today at 8:45, a special presentation at WCHL. 6:40 coming up next on WCHL. Today's commentary is on the way from Ellie Kinnear. She talks about how local businesses really step up here in our community. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
Be your family's holiday hero with Dick's Barbecue Pit. Order your smoked, occasion fried turkey, or barbecue honey ham complete with cornbread dressing, baked potato casserole, and green beans with bacon and gravy today. We do the work, you just heat and serve and take the credit. Have family in town? Pick up a family pack and be the hero. And remember, kids always eat free on Sunday. See our restaurant for details. We're located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Building. Think Dickies when you don't want to cook.
Are you a local business owner? Are you aware of the upcoming health care reform changes? Did you know that working with a private exchange can save between 30 and 50% on your current health care costs? This is David Leader with Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions. Whether you are a business owner or individual, let us give you a free analysis of your investment strategy or health care plan. We don't offer canned advice. We specialize in tailored solutions from Affordable Care Act compliant health plans to customized investment strategies. Call today for a free consultation. 919-960-1547.
Good morning. It is 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. When I was Carborough mayor, I saw every day that our businesses were asked to contribute to one good cause after another, of which we have a great many in Orange County. Without hesitation, our businesses gave generously. I don't think most people have any idea of how much our businesses give all year long. We tend to think that businesses are all wealthy, picturing Walmart or IBM. But our businesses are, for the most part, small proprietors who have invested heavily in making their business succeed. And those contributions of cookies or picture frames or dinners may be a stretch for them in a business with a small profit margin. Some may not even be making a profit, yet they donate generously as part of what they feel is their community and their civic duty. Another group that is asked over and over to contribute to charity events are musicians and artists. Again, it may be a sacrifice for them because that is their livelihood, but they step up to the plate and give generously of their talent, music, and artworks. A big thank you to all who make our community work so well. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here, UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina football hosts Old Dominion tomorrow at noon in Keenan Stadium in the Tar Heels' final non-conference game of the season. Old Dominion doesn't have as big a name as some of the other opponents on the Tar Heel schedule, but the Carolina coaches have made sure the Monarchs have the Tar Heels' attention.
Started talking about them on Sunday, and our guys have learned from some previous mistakes that we made earlier in the year, and then when you start turning on that film and you start seeing what that quarterback's doing and those receivers and what how they're moving the ball around, it doesn't take long to get your attention.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Old Dominion's high-powered offense is led by record-setting quarterback Taylor Heinicke, who thrown for more than 11,000 yards and accounted for 121 touchdowns in his career.
Yeah, he's pretty special. I mean, he can spin the ball very well. He can run. He extends plays. I mean, that's a tough thing, not just getting pressure on him, but containing him. because he can beat you with his legs also. And he's got four receivers, I think, that are all catching over 40 balls a game, and so or this year. And so he makes it really tough on you.
Carolina Old Dominion is scheduled for a few minutes after 12 o'clock in Keenan Stadium. Tar Heel Sports Network airtime. It's 11 a.m.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, excited about that game. Game time tomorrow is 12 noon, and you can hear it on WCHL, of course. And our coverage of the game will begin at 9 a.m. with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare. We will be live over at Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill. Hope you will stop by and see us in the morning before the game. And it's time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you today. Rand Northam is not here. That's not the treat, but the treat is the fact that Rachel Nash is sitting in.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? I like Ron's wearing the Bruce Carter Carolina football jersey right now.
You recognize that?
Oh, yeah.
I've had so many people.
Remember that?
So many people ask me, you know, who's number 54?
Who could forget Bruce Carter?
Yeah, I love watching that guy play.
Nobody could block a kick better than he could.
Yeah, and deliver a tackle as well. I mean,
right.
The guy was really really an awesome player, and I've seen him do the same thing in the pros as
He's
well.
Making UNC football proud.
Yes, he is. And this jersey has been worn so much, you can tell it's kind of worn out.
Those are the best kind, though.
Yeah, exactly. Very comfortable. I'm ready for the game.
I am, too. Let's get that five-game winning streak.
No kidding. Wow. And become bowl eligible, too.
And then go beat Duke.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Ruin their
exactly.
High hopes.
Yeah, we definitely can put a damper on the end of their regular season, that's for sure.
Always a good thing.
Well, listen, what is going on with traffic?
Well, good news this morning. Nothing to report so far. Everything clear on NC-54, 15501, and the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
I'm going to call you in just a few minutes just to say hello,
just to
chat.
Do a little inner WCHL
when you get back
chatter
in there.
On the phone.
Yeah, when you get back in there, expect a call from me in a few minutes.
I'll be ready.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again about half an hour from now. That is Rachel Nash taking care of traffic this morning on WCHL. And now, why don't we take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail is in the heart of downtown Carborough. It is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill, 47 in Carborough, also 47 this morning in Hillsborough. Mostly cloudy today. Look for a high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, probably late, a 50% chance of rain late tonight and maybe even after midnight. Overnight low 52. Tomorrow, we're looking at rain likely, 60% chance of it, a big chance of rain in the morning. High tomorrow in the upper 50s, a football Saturday for sure. Saturday night, much colder, mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, much colder and sunny with a high only in the upper 30s. So get ready for the chill if you're not already. Coming up next on WCHL, Celebrity Birthdays, Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
This new tax code, all these separate forms, I'm really going to need help with my taxes this year.
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm ready to start my new business, but where do I start with all this paperwork?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
How can I be sure if my family's taken care of after I'm gone?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPAs and advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
Shop for your loved ones locally this year with Great Outdoor Provision Company's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, we're stocking ultra-tough Yeti coolers, the perfect gift for a hardcore angler or die-hard tailgater looking to take their game to the next level. Put them in your car, on your kayak, or even a paddleboard. These ultra UV resistant coolers will stand up to any challenge on the journey ahead. Find out more about Yeti coolers and other great selections in our complete holiday gift guide at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Hello, Eddie.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver. My, doesn't your home look lovely?
Why, thank you, Eddie. The brokers from Terra Nova were here staging our home.
Staging? Are you putting on a play?
No, Eddie. Staging means getting our home to look its very best. The professionals at Terra Nova sure know what they're doing.
That's neat.
Would you like to stay for dinner, Eddie? We're having roast beef.
No, thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. We're having squab, and I need to tell my folks all about the awesome brokers at Terra Nova.
Online at TerraNovaGlobal.com.
Love Eddie Haskell. It's 6:51 at WCHL. Time to take a look at celebrity birthdays. Actor Michael Callan is 78 years old today. Actor Robert Vaughn is 81. Actor Alan Garfield, 74. Actor Tom Conti, 72. Singer Jesse Colin Young, 72 years old. Leader of the Young Bloods. Come on, people, now. Smile on your brother. Get together now. Try to love everybody right now. International Tennis Hall of Famer Billie Jean King is 70 years old today. Steven Van Zandt, otherwise known as Little Steven, 63. Let's see here. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star Greg Luzinski turned 63 today. Actor Richard Kind, 57. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis is 55. Actress Marielle Hemingway is 52 today. Actor turned producer Brian Robbins, 50. Actor Nicholas Rowe, 47. Actor Mark Ruffalo is 46 years old. International Tennis Hall of Famer Boris Becker turns 46 today. Actor Josh Cook, 34. And actor-singer Tyler Hilton is 30. And actress Scarlett Johansson is 29 years old today. Whoa. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Charles Westfall, who lives in Raleigh, has a birthday, as does Danny Goodwin of Durham. Randy Cox in Chapel Hill celebrating a birthday today. Mark Simonson in Durham celebrating. And our birthday winner of the day is Becky Gore right here in Chapel Hill. Becky Gore, happy birthday. I'm not going to tell everybody which number it is because I know better. But Becky Gore, happy birthday. Hope it's a great one for you. We got a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They love taking care of their customers. They love taking care of you. Happy birthday, Becky Gore. A lot of pressure on you, Tony. WCHL, good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz, Freddie Kiger, walking into the room. And Freddie, I was just thinking about something. You know, Thanksgiving just about a week away.
Yeah.
6 days away.
Very late this year.
You ready for it?
Oh, I love it. We've talked about this several times.
It's the best holiday.
It's our favorite holiday. Mm-hmm. But I forgive me, everybody out there, and Ron, can't help. Friday, November 22nd, today.
Oh, I know.
Is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Yeah. And it was on a Friday, and all of us who were alive at that point, we all remember where we were, what we were doing.
Where were you?
I was on the sixth grade playground at Rural Hall Elementary, and one of my schoolmates, Tommy Medlin, came flying out the end of the door to the wing of the sixth grade hall shouting, "They've killed the president. They've killed the president."
Wow.
And the whole schoolyard of kids went silent.
I was in the ninth grade. I remember coming out of the building, and there was somebody's mom waiting to pick them up. And she had the radio on, sitting in the car, and had her window down. And she saw me and said, "Come here, come here." And I listened, and they were making the announcement that the president had been shot.
Yeah.
It was just a day that, you know, time just kind of stood still.
The whole weekend was just...
Nobody will ever forget that.
Oh, my gosh. And then on Sunday, the shooting of Lee Harvey Oswald. That was a tough time.
It was.
Tough time. Mm. I mean, for my mother, Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
For many of the kids who were in high school during the 80s, the Challenger explosion, 9/11, of course.
Then there were some other horrible things were going to happen, you know, fairly soon after that.
Yeah. Oh,
with other people being assassinated.
Yep. It was just not
good. And not a good time.
Not. So, you know what? I think everybody should stop a second at some point today and just reflect, you know, think back.
Yeah, if you were around in 1963, it affected you greatly. I can guarantee it.
Yep.
Did
but
me.
In a horrible segue, Heels do host Old Dominion tomorrow in football.
Okay. We've had horrible segues before.
Yeah. And here's one. Here's a question about the matchup.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
In a first ever matchup.
On a much brighter note.
Yes. In a first ever matchup with ODU on the gridiron, the Heels welcome the Monarchs tomorrow. Based out of Norfolk, Virginia, they will move up to FBS status next July and compete in Conference USA.
Right.
It's a little bit of a toughie, but you can go to the internet and find out. What are the colors for ODU?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Teresa Bonner, who works with the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program.
I am the academic support specialist for the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Before that, I was for 20 years a classroom teacher and was just looking to, you know, maybe make a change and still have the opportunity to work with kids.
Teresa Bonner relishes the opportunity to do what she does each day.
I love kids. I didn't start out wanting to be a teacher. I actually started out as a nursing major and through college changed my major. What I love about working with students and their families is my job is never the same thing twice. You never know what each day is going to unfold. I just love seeing kids find who they are and find the potential that they have within themselves and go out there and to find whatever avenue they need to have open to them so that that student can go and be whatever it is that they're meant to be and give back to the world around them, because every single one of us has a reason for being here and something that we can give back.
Teresa Bonner never misses the opportunity to really pitch the program and always tries to recruit good mentor advocates.
One of the strongest components of our program is that when students enter our program in the fourth grade, we are able to pair them with a community mentor. So we are always looking for people who have good hearts and a willingness just to spend a few hours a week with a young person. No prior experience required. We just ask for someone who has a willingness to be open and to share of themselves and in the world around them with a young person.
Helping the kids is great, but Teresa already has her hands full with her own family. It's a big one.
When I'm not at work, I'm the mom of four boys of my own. I am the taxi driver, family scheduler.
And you have four?
Four, yes.
My goodness. Teresa Bonner, academic support specialist for the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program, a part of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System. Teresa is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
A couple of minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL. Phone's going crazy.
This is kind of a toughie.
Yeah. What are the colors of Old Dominion?
Slate blue, silver, light blue.
I did not know that, man. I was wrong. I've been thinking black all this time.
Yeah. Well,
you know what? Everybody else is wrong, too. Nobody knew the answer to this question except for John Anderson. He's the only one. Slate blue, silver, and light blue. For some reason, I had it in my head that they were that their color was black. And a lot of other people did, too, apparently, and deep purple and black and orange and all kinds of guesses. But John Anderson, the only one to get it right, slate blue, silver, and light blue. We'll see you tomorrow, I guess, when Old Dominion's in town. And congratulations, John. He gets a Swap Chippy prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Sutton's Drugstore. It's half off. $20 worth of food and drink available now for $10. Sutton's has fed the town of Chapel Hill since the early 20s, and their notorious burgers, sandwiches, hot dogs, and milkshakes bring customers back for more. Come and be served by the friendly staff and enjoy hot, fresh, and timely food, and leave with a full stomach and wallet. It's half off from Sutton's, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
48 degrees this morning, cloudy, high today in the low 50s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.